Matt, you look like you enjoyed yourself the other day at Brentford.
Personally or the team?
Both.
Yeah, I mean, being back in the team is nice. And yeah, we played well, but we weren't enjoying ourselves 1-0 down. Obviously, at the end, it's one of the best feelings you can have when you come back that late. But it ended well for us.
It's quite a test of character. I know these things are, you know, cliches that are thrown around, but the team was playing well, there's no doubt about it. There were lots of chances being created, but in the circumstances, being behind for such a long time, that's a bit of a test of the mind as well.
Well, it would have summed us up, I reckon, if we lost 1-0. But I mean, we're creating a chance, you think eventually it's got a turn for you eventually. I mean, I missed a sitter, knew I missed a sitter. We just had really good chances and it just wouldn't go in. And it took somebody to miss it at the front post, somebody to gamble and get in, and that's what did it for us. And then you can see once we got the goal, we only looked like, I mean, maybe there wasn't enough time, but we only looked like it was just who's going to win it if we didn't draw.
Yeah, well, it was interesting then, because after the goal, with a few minutes to go, and you have had some late goals go against, I wondered if there might be a thought of, you know, in the team's mind or in the manager's mind of saying, well, okay, we've got a point now, we'll take that. Yeah. It was clearly not, you kept pouring on.
No, once we got the goal, I really thought, if there was enough time, I thought we would go on to win it.
Sure.
And obviously there was enough time because we got the goal 2 minutes later. So it's nothing more than what we deserved with the fortune that we've been having lately. I mean, I thought it was really... And the way that we played, because we played so well, it was the right result.
You've got Fulham next, who are obviously a very handy side, and we all saw that at Molineux earlier in the season. But they play quite open attacking football. And when Wolves can play, as we saw the other night, you've got that there as well. You can do that too.
I mean, we've done quite well at Fulham for the last couple of seasons. And like you said, they play open, they play nice football to watch, but they give you chances. And we're quite good away from home on the counter-attack. So we'll be looking to break in a couple of times and get into the lead. And we're quite good when we have the lead. I mean, we've not had it that often, but when we do, we're quite hard to break down. So yeah, we'll be looking to go there and win, nothing else.
You mentioned obviously it was great for you to be back in the team. A lot of players in the squad in those last few weeks especially have had to get used to being in the team and out and in again. I know that every player wants to play every game because that's the nature of things, but do you also, I suppose, the modern footballer, to accept that you probably aren't going to play 46 games straight off? Not many players these days do.
Yeah, you do have to accept that.
Like
you said, obviously everybody wants to play every game. I was on a nice run. I wanted to play every game for the whole season. That would have been nice. So obviously when I got told I wasn't playing against Reading, I was a bit like, there goes the record. There goes my record for playing all the games. So everybody wants to play. Everyone's not going to play. That's why there's a squad of how many players. And the cup games that we've had, the boys have done, whoever's played in them, because obviously he's made changes, have been really good, considering the opposition we've been against. So that obviously plays in the manager's mind, not sure who to pick at times because everyone's kind of thinking, I deserve to play here. So, I mean, he's chopped and changed the team a couple of times and we're starting to get the results now.
Do you feel the benefit after, you know, I mean, the team has had 5 games in 2 weeks or thereabouts, we'll have after the Fulham game. So when you've had one out and come back in again, can you feel the benefit of that? Cause that presumably is one of the reasons for it.
Not one out, one in, one out kind of way. It's a bit, you start to lose a bit of rhythm then.
Yeah.
If you go out for like 3 or 4 and then he goes, all right, you're back in, then you get run again. You don't want to come in and do well or wellish and then be out again and then come in, your confidence can kind of start to leave you a bit. But I was saying to Mikey, sometimes when you come out, it can give you a chance to recharge your batteries and just think about the reasons why you're out of the team, what you can work on and stuff like that. Because I was saying to him, there was times where I was feeling a bit leggy at times, especially with Saturday, Tuesdays quite often. And then obviously your training at times during the week as well. It's not that easy.
So you can take a benefit from them that way. And again, understanding what you say, that every footballer, naturally, you'd wonder about footballers who weren't disappointed about being left in the team. But you can make it work for you in that way.
Yeah, of course you can. There's obviously a reason why you're coming out of the team. Because if you're playing top of your game every week, and you're not going to come out, as simple as that. So it's just how you react to it. I mean, you can react badly in terms of your attitude can, I wouldn't say leave you entirely, but you can just think, well, I should be in the team no matter what. And then you can start to train a bit casually. Or else you can just go the other way and just think, oh, right, it's a bit of a kick up the backside. I'm going to show them that I should be in the team, and then you get yourself back in it, and then you don't come back out again.